Hello and welcome to April. This is your Newsmax Daily for Monday, April 1st, 2024. April Fool's Day, of course, so watch out for the pranksters and be very careful if you are the prankster. Okay, don't do anything stupid. Don't get yourself in trouble or worse, fired. I've seen that happen. All right, I hope you had a wonderful weekend, a blessed Easter Sunday with family and friends. This morning was the annual Easter egg roll on the White House South Lawn. For many people, the entire weekend seemed like a bad April Fool's joke, right? While most of the world was celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the holiest day of the year for Christians around the world, the White House, the United States, the leader of the free world, and New York City, once the greatest city in the world, were celebrating Transgender Visibility Day, again on Easter Sunday. This is from the Easter Sunday edition of Wake Up America Weekend with host Michael Grimm and Pastor Jesse Bradley.
Let me segue a little bit, throw in a little bit of politics here, because I think it is relevant. Our leaders, you know, they're influential. So President Biden is recognizing today as Transgender Day of Visibility, in addition to recognizing Easter. So what message does that send to Christians around the country and, in my opinion, around the world? Because he is the leader of the free world in many ways.
Yes, we're living in a time right now where there's very mixed messages, there's different agendas, and overall, faith can be somewhat controversial. But the truth is that God is good, and no one can cancel, no one can eliminate the resurrection of Jesus. And think about it, you might doubt gravity, but gravity, it wins every time. And people can mock Jesus or scoff at Jesus, but that doesn't change who Jesus is. And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I think right now it's a time to keep our eyes on Jesus. Don't be distracted. Don't be bitter. But run the race. Bring the light and love of Jesus where you live, work, learn, or play. It's not a time to shrink back and be timid, but you can be bold in your faith, again, because our confidence is in God. And ultimately, it's going to be God's love that changes human hearts. So be prayerful, be patient, but don't turn off the light of the Lord at a time like this.
Well, Pastor Jesse Bradley, I wish you a very happy Easter. You and your family enjoy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your words and your passion. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Michael. God is good.
God bless.
That's Michael Grimm, host of Wake Up America Weekend Edition with Pastor Jesse Bradley from the Grace Community Church in Auburn, Washington. And in New York, if you missed it, Governor Kathy Hochul ordered the Empire State Building and other state landmarks to be lit up in pink, blue, and white in honor of Transgender Day of Visibility. That was no April Fool's joke. Newsmax host Rob Astorino, a former county executive in Westchester County, New York, spoke with Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Catholic Archbishop of New York.
Do you want me to interview you, or do you want to ask me stuff?
So, you know, there's so many people right now that are feeling like the whole world is completely out of whack, right? You know, we're in bizarro world, and a lot of anxiety out there about the economy, the open borders, crime. We saw Sarah's report before from the funeral of Jonathan Diller, the police officer that was killed. Can you at least help us feel a little bit better for Easter? We need a little reassurance here.
Well, thanks for asking, Rob. I feel that way sometimes myself. And look, we're in good company, because that's the way the universe, that's the way all creation felt that Good Friday afternoon, right? I mean, it was so bad that the sun went into eclipse. It was so bad that the earth tremored with an earthquake. It was pretty awful bad, all right, that first Good Friday. And I think you're onto something. We're tempted to feel that way right now, that we're kind of locked into, straitjacketed into that Good Friday afternoon. The joy, the message of hope that Easter gives us is that that doesn't have the last word. You bet it's there, but God has the last word. Life, not death. Hope, not doubt. Goodness, not evil. That has the last word, and that's what Easter is all about. It almost seemed as if humanity's hopes were permanently dashed when our Savior, the Son of God, was suffered and died on the cross. Satan was tap dancing. He hadn't been that happy since Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. So it almost seemed as if Satan had triumphed. But we have a God who finds his way out of a tomb, all right? We have a God who rose from the dead. We have a God who's having the last word. And that, of course, is what, that's the message of Easter, see? So it's not that we deny, the somberness and the trauma of a Good Friday afternoon. That is there. What we're saying is we happen to have a God who can change things, transform things, and he can transform that into the light and the hope and the life and the goodness of Easter Sunday morning.
Talk to people, someone who's watching right now who fell away from the church, but they still believe in God. Why should they give it another chance? Why should they come back?
Yeah, and there's tons of them. Yeah. You just hit on something that's kind of tough for us to talk about. We have more and more people that say that they believe they don't want to belong. They're kind of into spirituality, but not religion. Now, at least I'm glad they got that. Thanks be to God. We learn the hard way, Rob, that if we're going to persevere in our belief, if we're going to be tenacious and loyal in our faith, we can't do it by ourselves. We need others. First of all, we need God. And God has let us know that he prefers to deal with us as a people, as a community. That's the beauty of the people of Israel. That's the magnificence of the church. He likes to deal with us as a family. God is our father, and we ain't the only child. Jesus is our good shepherd, and we're not the only lamb in the flock, you see. And that's important for us. So we need you. Come on back to the church. We're glad you'll be here tomorrow. Our churches will be jammed. Our collections will be high. Yippee. But not only do we need you and want you and appreciate you, you need us. And I don't say that in a patronizing way. I'm saying that because that's kind of what we know by common sense. That's kind of what the experts say. Religion is tough to do if you're all by yourself. You want to kind of look up and say, I'm not alone. I belong to something bigger and more beyond.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, on Saturday, Agenda with Rob Astorino, one of the many great Newsmax weekend hosts who mentioned the funeral of NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, which was held on Saturday. More than 10,000 men and women in uniform from Miami all the way to Canada attended the funeral. It was absolutely stunning. Rita Cosby discussed it with Dr. Ben Carson.
Dr. Carson, before we get to a lot of key things that are happening in this political year, the war on cops, crime, that is a huge issue this election year as we now pay our final respects to this heroic 31-year-old officer killed in the line of duty. Your thoughts, Dr. Carson?
Well, you know, those people who are protesting against police brutality and various things, which does occur, but is very, very limited. They don't realize the contribution that police make to the harmony that goes on in our society. Can you imagine just 24 or 48 hours with no police? Can you imagine the chaos that would ensue? These people should be honored. They're not paid high amounts of money. They put their lives on the line all the time. And we need to bring back respect for the police.
Do you think we'll see a change in tone? Because what a stark contrast, as we were talking. You know President Trump so well, and he took the time. He flew up to New York, and he visited with the family, went to the wake, consoled them, gave, I thought, a really eloquent statement afterwards. And yet the juxtaposition, it's almost like the world's upside down. We have the current president of the United States who still hasn't even called the family or said the name. How big of a deal do you believe crime is going to be this election time? And what a stark contrast between the two leaders, Dr. Carson.
Well, I know that President Trump is very concerned about this issue. Concerned about the safety of the people. Isn't that what the government is supposed to do? It's supposed to protect the citizens? And the police are a big portion of that, and he believes strongly in that. And I think you'll see a big change in tone should we have a change in administration, which I hope and pray we do.
Absolutely. And Dr. Carson, real quick, I know we had you on about the African-American vote. It seems to be dwindling a bit on President Biden's side, where we've seen President Trump increasing. Your thoughts real quick as to where that's headed in November.
Well, you know, black people obviously have eyes and ears and a brain just like everybody else. And they're seeing there's less food on the table, less gas in the gas tank, more wild criminals roaming in their neighborhoods who aren't being prosecuted, and that people who are coming in illegally are being put ahead of them in line. I think people don't like that. And I think they have a right to question their loyalties in that situation.
Yeah, no doubt. And you could see that many people are very, very upset at some of the priorities of this administration. We all deserve to put Americans first. There's no question about that.
Newsmax host Rita Cosby and former Secretary of Housing and Professor Emeritus at Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Ben Carson, on Saturday Report. Dr. Carson, as you likely know by now, is high up, or reported to be high up, on Donald Trump's list of potential vice presidential running mates. And we go from Professor Carson to Emeritus Professor Dershowitz, who weighed in over the weekend on Donald Trump's legal cases, which will be back in the spotlight this week.
Now, after the former president's bond was reduced, New York Attorney General Letitia James released this statement. She said, quote, Donald Trump is still facing accountability for his staggering fraud. The court has already found that he engaged in years of fraud to falsely inflate his net worth and unjustly enriched himself, his family, and his organization. The $464 million judgment plus interest against Donald Trump and the other defendants still stands, unquote. Professor Dershowitz, what do you make of that?
Well, we know that she was out to get Trump. My book title, Get Trump, is not original with me. It was her campaign pledge. And no elected prosecutor should ever, ever ethically be allowed to campaign on the theory that she's going to get somebody, that she's going to target him. She said that before she even knew the evidence. And so this is part of a broad campaign to get Trump that applies as well to Jack Smith, to Fawny Willis, and I'm not a Trump supporter politically, but I support the Constitution and make no decision.
Now, given the hostility of New York courts to the former president, do you think he has a chance of winning this case on appeal?
I do. I think the appellate division sent a message. As you get higher and higher up, his chances of not being influenced by bias increase. Ultimately, the United States Supreme Court may have to take some of these cases. The New York City, the Manhattan case involving Bragg and the hush payments is the weakest criminal case I've ever seen in 60 years of practicing and teaching criminal law. I can't imagine that appellate court will uphold that, but, you know, it's New York and the particularly Manhattan, where the voting against Trump was overwhelming. And so we'll have to wait and see if justice is done. I know one thing, that justice does not permit a conviction in the Bragg case and does not permit a fine of almost $500 million in the Letitia James case. So I would hope the appellate courts would bring some justice.
Newsmax legal expert and Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz on Sunday Agenda. The judge in the New York hush money case expanded his gag order on former President Donald Trump after Trump spoke out about the judge's daughter working for Democrats. More from Bianca De La Garza.
This judge, his daughter, whose firm worked for campaigns for President Joe Biden, other Democrats he's connected, you know, all of this runs so deep. It's not just Mershon, though. We've seen other judges that have connections, like Tanya Chutkan, once working at a Democratic, really run firm with Hunter Biden at one point. The pieces here are coming together pretty clear, David.
Yeah, first of all, the gag order implicates the Fifth and Sixth Amendment rights of the defendant also. Mm. Right to a public trial, the right to effective assistance of counsel. His lawyers are included in it, and so on in this case. It's horrible. It never should have been entered. Judge Merchan, in my opinion, is a bully. I have a lot of experience with him. He's a Trump hater. He likes to bully lawyers. He's very conscious of how he appears to the press and so on. He called me up once to say that he felt I was implying that he was being biased against my client. I said, let me be more clear then. I'm not implying anything. You are being biased. And he threatens contempt all the time. But there are a number of reasons. I also think his assignment to the case was wrong, should have been challenged. He was picked by the chief administrative judge, they say, but he was also picked for the Trump Organization case, the Bannon case. There are a lot of judges on this court, and there's a checkered system in that county anyway that was challenged many years ago with the district attorney handpicking the judges. They claim to have stopped it, but it should have been challenged in this case.
Yes, and a lot of people are seeing it. They feel like it's activist judges, just like the summary judgment by Arthur Engoron before the trial even began there. You know, there's no jury. Also, if we go down this path, you know, since you're in California, I just have to note, Tom, Lewis Kaplan, the judge who yesterday only handed down 25 years to Sam Bankman-Fried, not 110 years, also oversaw the E. Jean Carroll case. You know, Sam Bankman-Fried comes from, you know, his parents are there in the Bay Area. You know that case very well. So there's another judge and sort of a disparate way of handling things.
No question about it. And if you look at this gag order, you know who doesn't have a gag order? Letitia James. All these DAs or attorney generals mouthing off constantly in the area where this is going to be tried and damaging the jury pool. It's not possible for President Trump to get a fair trial in these places because the attorney generals and or district attorneys have been going off and they're not made subject to any gag order. Ethically, they shouldn't be saying a word, but practically they are damaging Trump and his ability to get a fair trial, and that should be the subject of an appeal as well.
That is former California Republican Party Chair Tom DelBaccaro and former Trump attorney David Schoen with Bianca De La Garza. After this morning's Easter egg roll at the White House, the president has no other scheduled events on the White House calendar. As usual, I would imagine we'll hear some comments somewhere along the day. Congress is on spring break, so there's not much of anything happening on Capitol Hill. But when they get back, another round of funding for U.S. chip companies from the 2022 Chips and Science Act will be a topic of debate, among several other topics. On Wall Street today, traders and investors are hoping to keep the rally going as we kick off the new week and the second quarter of the year. The S&P 500 rose more than 10% in the first 3 months of 2024. That's the best start to a new year on Wall Street since 2019. Stocks did open in the green this morning, well, mostly in the green. The Dow was a little bit lower. A lot of eyes still on DJT. That is the symbol for Trump Media and Technology, which was also a little bit lower. The Federal Reserve will be paying close attention to this week's jobs report. That comes out on Friday. It's expected to show 216,000 non-farm jobs being added to the economy. Remember that number, 216. Because it is going to be a bad news, good news, or good news, bad news kind of situation. A higher number is good, meaning more jobs were added, but then the Fed won't be in a hurry to lower interest rates with a stronger economy. So it's sort of bad news. And a lower number, meaning there were less jobs added, is bad news, but then the Fed would be inclined to lower interest rates sooner, which would be good news. So keep an eye on that, but again, that's not until Friday. Don't forget, there's close to $1 billion up for grabs again tonight in the Powerball lottery after nobody matched all the numbers over the weekend. $975 million to be exact, and after a few upsets on the men's side of the NCAA basketball tournament this weekend, wow, tonight's rematch between the women's champs, LSU and Iowa, could be one of the best women's college basketball games of all time. All right, be sure to keep up with all of the news all day today on Newsmax. It's available on most major cable systems, AT&T, Cox Cable, Comcast, Fios, Hotwire, Mediacom, Spectrum, and many others, as well as Dish and DirecTV. And be sure you're streaming on Newsmax Plus. If not, go to NewsmaxPlus.com, get signed up. You can get a free trial. It includes all of your favorite shows and hosts with expert analysis from people like Governor Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Judge Napolitano, Carrie Lake, and many others, as well as fantastic special programming like you may have seen over the holiday weekend. Again, that's NewsmaxPlus.com. I'm Tony Marino. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Newsmax Daily. Share it with your friends and family. Enjoy the rest of your day, and keep on fighting the good fight.
News breaks every minute, every day. You need the app, the Newsmax app. Find it free on your smartphone store. Then watch us anytime, anywhere.